Hey there, audio listener. You better be blind, because there are a lot of visual elements to this show. I'm surprised that you're not really watching it. Some people watch on YouTube, obviously, where we've been demonetized and remonetized, and I just checked my watch, demonetized again. The only way to support this content really is to join up at lottowithcredit.com/mugclub. It's $99 annually, $69 for students, veterans, active military, and you get access to the entire Blaze catalog. You get Dave Rubin, you get Glenn Beck, you get Mark Levin, a whole bunch of shows, and you get access to a daily show that's not available here. So, you know, you can join up, or you can plan on me actually just filling this show to the brim with ads for products that you don't need or want, and you'll have to get used to hitting the fast forward button. The choice is yours. Enjoy the show.
Subject for today.
Shoot.
Skills.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
Oh, you got,
I got my mouse pad.
I was going to say,
that's some ohm beat sipping.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but then I don't. Is this, can anyone tweet me at S. Crowder? Is this the Apple mouse pad waterproof?
I sure hope so. Doing a test.
We have Gerald A. in with us today.
Yeah.
But more importantly, we have Gerald B. in because my half Asian lawyer is not here.
Started to lean.
What do you say? Hey, hold on. Can you do your impression of a lamprey?
Oh, man.
Every time.
He gets me every time.
Yeah. It's uncanny. He's good.
A big River Monsters fan. Quarter Black is here.
Hey, good morning. Audio Wade is here.
We have a lot to get to today. We are going to be talking about
so
Kamala Harris and just the rape that surrounds her all the time.
She
called Biden a rapist, went after Kavanaugh, but now she was inspired by Jacob Blake, also alleged rapist, violated a restraining order.
Yeah,
and she's like a pig pen with a cloud of rape. She just follows her wherever she goes, so we'll point out some of those inconsistencies.
So yeah.
Chris Cuomo is a compulsive liar, and I will prove it. There will be a $10,000 bet in addition to our fight coming up on October 3rd.
Yeah, don't miss it.
The new vaccine may be out come election time, which we'll get to in a second.
Impossible.
No! As well as the economic recovery. Democrats, senior Obama economists, officials have told you that they deserve to lose, and I'll make my case.
We agree.
I'll make my case in their words and or quotes.
Ah,
yippee.
I like it.
What's the question of the day? I guess the question is, do you think that Jacob Blake, do you think it's going to be a Me Too movement with this guy? Do you think that eventually, I mean, this is a guy who was alleged, you know, rape and then violated the restraining order, right? Obviously, there was an active warrant out currently.
Yeah.
For the sexual assault.
Right.
So it's not like, let bygones be bygones. The warrant, you still haven't come in to face the music for your rapey schemes.
Actively trying to find you.
Yeah, and then actively violating the restraining order.
Yeah.
And we say women are afraid. I'm almost convinced now that the left, they want rape victims, female victims, silent. Because they praise women who never come forward, never report it to the cops, like Christine Blasey Ford. And the FBI is like, I don't know what you want me to do with this. None of this is true. versus women who go to the cops, go through the process. Woman of color, by the way, with Jacob Blake.
Yeah, right.
Goes
yes.
to the police. Hey, this is what happened. Gets an active warrant, gets a restraining order, calls them when he shows up again with a knife to steal the keys and put the children in the car, and the left doesn't care about her.
Yeah, who knew all that Harvey Weinstein had to do was go out and assault police officers and get shot by them, rightfully, and then he would
black.
Be fine, because apparently that cancels out the rapey part.
That sounds more like a Bruckheimer move. Let's see what CNN is talking about right now. Hey, nearly 12,000 Florida residents have died from COVID-19. Earlier this morning, someone was on CNN saying, but by the way, today, of course, the death toll has reached a record high. Well, that's any death toll.
Right.
That's the death toll of humanity, the death toll of the flu. If you never end, the reason that it tricks people is because we're used to a flu season.
Right.
Right.
Going through, which now they're warning about is coming back up again. What? Do we have a flu season? No,
it was just, no. There was no actual flu.
But they just keep it going.
Yeah.
They keep the never ending tally. It's like more toaster deaths have reached all time highs today. What? Well, yeah.
More than yesterday.
That's because of Lyle. We told him not to stick the butter knife in the toaster to grab his Pop-Tart, but you know what? He rolled the dice.
It's on him.
It's too bad.
All right. Really quickly, first, let's go. By the way, we do have these hats available in the store. Lotto with Crowder hats. One size fits all my ass. You see this?
Oh, wow.
It's because I have famous guy head. So it just...
You do. It's huge.
One size fits all, but not my... Not this dome. Yeah. Let's go really quick. I want to talk about this because just I can't... The winning...
It's just
it's too much. Please, no more.
Now we're probably there's good reason to believe that we may have a vaccine,
what?
Or at least it may be approved before election. So it almost seems like here is your president, Nostradamus.
So we're going to have a vaccine very soon, maybe even before a very special date. You know what date I'm talking about?
And he points, he just points out there, you know.
Off the prompter.
Yeah. You guys know.
And you know, and you, and you.
Eat it.
I love it.
And then, of course, the media mocked him. But let's go specifically to first POS candidate ever, Kamala Harris.
POS.
What she said about a Trump vaccine.
Let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue
chin
for
up,
all
buttercup.
Of us. I will say
is that,
that
her tell?
I would not trust Donald Trump.
That is her tell.
Oh,
that is her
she's like,
that's how you know when Kamala Harris, they threw her a curveball, which is very rare, is she starts looking more like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah. Chins come out.
Like, starts, she goes, well, Donald Trump, and they cut back to whoever that was, Dana Bash, and then it cuts back to Kamala Harris, and she's here, and then it cuts to Dana Bash, and it cuts back, and she's gone, bring me solo.
Well, and she acts like Donald Trump is in some lab with beakers.
Bunsen burners. And by the way, don't light magnesium on fire, try to put it out with water. It doesn't work.
Makes it worse.
Good. He knows his stuff.
He knows does stuff. Follow smart the signs.
The elemental, okay, frankly, table.
It's more like a chart.
So he said we may have it by, I mean, let's all guess. And he gave himself enough wiggle room, I think, because they came out and said, wait, hold on, we don't have this by election. He was like, I meant Christmas.
That's I said, a special day. You know.
Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ever heard of him?
Very special.
It's a very special day, yes. Oh my! And every single very story special. That came out was that he was rushing it.
Yeah, they were saying there's no way all of these experts, and by the way, when they say experts, they just mean Fauci at this point because he's the lapdog.
Exactly.
They just like experts. Oh, Fauci. Well, how about Dr. Birx? Ah, get him! No, this expert. How about Johns Hopkins? No. This expert. I got no strings to hold me.
Right. Gotta trust our people.
So here's the media mocking him mercilessly when he made that statement.
On Labor Day, he held another campaign-style news conference at the White House, teasing a coronavirus vaccine by Election Day, which
campaign
most
style.
Health
what does that
experts
mean?
Will tell you. Cannot happen.
Even as he continues to suggest, without any evidence, that a vaccine could be ready by Election Day.
Almost like the president sometimes has an inside track.
It's like he has more information than the average person.
And you can see it when he says that. That's when he gets all kind of coy about it. Like, on a very special day, you know what I'm talking about, right? Maybe ask your wife or his mom.
Hey!
Lionel Richie knows what I'm talking about. Healing. what kind of healing do you think it is? I think you know. But now they mocked him mercilessly. There's no basis for it. Well, I don't know if this counts as an expert, but here's the CEO of Pfizer.
Dr. Fauci said it's unlikely, although possible, that you could know about efficacy and safety
by
October. So where does this stand for you?
For our vaccines, our phase 3 is progressing very well. We have already recruited 25,000.
25,000.
When the study will be out, the readout depends on multiple variables. But right now, our model, our base case, predicts that we will have an answer by the end of October.
Okay, I know who by the end of October, but I want Tokunawan to bring up Vaiello from The Young Pope. That's who he reminds me of.
Vaiello.
Okay. He reminds me of Vaiello. He's so cunning and scheming. But right now it says October.
October.
It's weird.
Which seems like it's before a very special date.
That seemed, unless you mail in your ballot really early.
It's even sooner than I bet you thought I was saying election or maybe Halloween. No. Canadian Thanksgiving. It's before. It's so soon. The winning.
So special.
Well, and not only did they say he was rushing it, they said that they were saying that the FDA wasn't doing their jobs.
Hold on a second. Bring up Vaiello. Do we have Vaiello? Yeah. We have my Vaiello. You just said we had it. Now we don't have it.
He pulled it up.
Where is?
There it is.
Had a hair hat. That's the Pfizer CEO, who, by the way, is not to be trusted, unlike the expert Fauci, who hasn't seen a patient or invented anything in the private sector his entire life. You were saying something, Jeremy.
Yeah, they were saying that the FDA was acting improperly under pressure from the administration. There's no way that this can happen. And then, I love it, CNN led with this story this morning and said, now, obviously, in response to the FDA being rushed and this administration's claim. They've come out and said, we won't release a vaccine until it's safe. Nine companies signed this, including Pfizer. And then right after that, Pfizer's like, yeah, the timeline looks about right.
Yeah, we're good. Timeline looks about right.
Are you kidding me?
And by the way, don't you just love how it switched to people like, are you anti-science? You're anti-vaccine if there's not a vaccine available? And I'm like, hey, you know what? Trump did fast-track it and put it in Operation Warp Speed. Now the fire sees you. Well, I don't trust Big Pharma.
The way I'm putting that in my body.
Who right, would be yeah. more of an expert at developing a new novel pharmaceutical than the pharmaceutical industry? You going to take your chances with echinacea, you silly bitch? It's ridiculous. It's simple. Like, trust the experts.
So what about, stupid.
Do the experts not include those who are actually piloting, actually innovating right. and creating new drugs and treatments, by the way? It almost entirely comes from the United States and the private sector. It doesn't come from government healthcare. You can see the research in my homeland of Canada where I was raised, how the research just was cut in about half immediately when it went to socialized healthcare. The world benefits from our private sector research. It doesn't mean they always get it right, but everyone right now is just holding out hope that these big pharma executives, the people we hate, are going to come in and save them, unless, of course, they do it on Donald Trump's timeline, in which case we will shun the vaccines.
It's too early.
They'll do a vaccine burning, like book burning. They're just going to burn vaccines, which, by the way, that turns it into an aerosol, and it changes the chemical reaction, and it's no longer safe.
The left goes anti-vax.
Hope you have your N95 masks. I'm hoarding them, because that's my game plan. Right now, let's see what they're saying at CNN before we continue.
Everything since the Tet Offensive.
Trump launches
unprecedented attack on military leaders he appointed. Okay, we have some things to move on to, but people are saying.
Can I say one thing on that real quick? Remember the military-industrial complex that the Democrats said was only in it to make money and to
kind of like
get
the pharmaceutical complex. Yeah. They hate it until now.
Now Donald Trump goes after them and like, how dare you go after the military? That is a sacred cow.
How dare you go after the troops that we denigrated and insulted for so long? And hey, where's Code Pink?
Decades.
Where's Code Pink? I don't know. Sooner or later, they're going to show up and show their tits.
That's in the contract.
It's real. Yeah, it's crazy. Right now, it's just unbelievable. Trust the experts. Donald Trump goes with it. We go with the expert. Big Pharma. Okay, well, now they're not to be trusted. Well, you think Fauci's going to create a vaccine?
No.
And by the way, I didn't want to give any airtime to this story that was going out right now. People saying, did he call anyone losers and stuff? You know why? I don't want to give it airtime because it's been refuted by more than 10 sources, including John Bolton, as well as emails, call logs, and you can run a simple search to see if the weather checked out. It's untrue. It's entirely based on conjecture, just like every single leftist conspiracy. They talk about conspiracy theories.
Right.
Brett Kavanaugh being a gang rapist.
Right.
Russian collusion, peeing with Russian prostitutes.
Yeah.
This idea that he hates. Everyone knew it was untrue. It was like cartoonishly evil.
And yet CNN runs
like
it as
doing a Mexican
story.
Hat dance on their flak jacket. Look, Marine. Like he's turning around with a cat and Inspector Gadget for crying out loud. Anyone bought this?
Yeah, and I love the video of John Bolton, like the guy that hates Trump that just released a book that would have put it in his book because it would have sold more copies if it were true. It's like, no, I was there, and nope, never heard him say any of that. Wow, crazy.
He would only benefit.
We have to move on here, but by the way, first, please do consider joining Mug Club at loudestcutter.com/mugclub. We will take your live chat. And that's my Instagram right there that is also available. You can follow me on Instagram where there's a bunch of stuff that you don't see on the show. Namely, my rule is no nipples.
No nipples.
We'll be doing some live chat with you a little later on.
You just lost nipples. a bunch of followers.
We have some stories to move on to, but I do want – many of you have heard this story or read about the story of – I mean – it's better. We were just talking about Christmas. This is better than Christmas.
Better.
Honestly, after watching the initial clip, I think many of us felt born anew, where the guy threw the Antifa member threw a Molotov cocktail and lit himself on fire.
Right.
And
couldn't breathe for at least 2 hours.
In and of itself is funny enough. But we now actually have additional angles released, and we now have an exclusive from another angle of the Antifa rioter throwing a Molotov cocktail and then trying to goose step it off.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. No, I think I figured this out myself. If I jump around like an Arabian horse.
High knees. Get them up.
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
They're all just like pummeling in. Yeah. Like,
you know who came in and saved the day, by the way? Police officers came in and put it out.
Oh,
they're so mean.
Man.
let it burn.
Yeah, they shot it out. No, that's what they did. They used their firearms and they shot the fire out.
Yeah, they shot the fire out. I would just like to be like, all right, well, listen. This is the breaks. Sorry, this is
sorry about your kicks, bro.
If I were, and this is why I appreciate our officers, because they have the kind of restraint that we don't have. Because if I were that officer, I would let it burn till that guy ended up like we were soldiers. Down my wife! He threw a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, well. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, you can't put an ethanol flame out by doing a river dance.
No tap dancing for you.
Oh my gosh, it's like those guys that light the flag on fire and light themselves on fire. It's it just feels like justice. You know, sometimes
it always feels like justice. Yeah. You know what?
There's
we'll get to our sponsor tomorrow. I just realized that gave us enough. Let's get to the. This is what they don't want to talk about. Let's go to CNN really quickly. Why are they talking about nothing but conjecture? By the way, Donald Trump just said people in the military like me. I think some officials at the Pentagon don't like me so much. That's what he said. Which is totally, that's exactly what Bernie Sanders has said. Yeah. I support our troops, but I don't support the military-industrial complex, only he doesn't know what it is. If you ask Bernie about the military-industrial complex, he'd try and find it on a map. Well, there's Wisconsin. Italy's the boot.
I know that.
What? Are you senile?
All of us are.
Yes.
You seen Joe Biden? He constantly poops.
Unsubstantiated claims, Stephen.
That's alleged. Allegedly poops.
Everybody.
So they're talking about something that's complete conjecture. Yeah. It must really suck to have to base all of your arguments on conjecture. And we're going to be talking about Chris Cuomo later. But
in reference,
speaking of Cuomo, Brian Stelter, let's check actually Gerald B. What do you have to say? He stays in character with the lamprey.
We might need to get a new Gerald B.
No, I think that's about right for Gerald B. So they're not talking about the economic recovery.
No.
And this is something that no one else has pointed out, but to me is remarkable, and I want to make sure that I quote this and get it right for you. This is a Politico story from May, okay? So this is why I think that Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide if the left continues with COVID and the riots. Yeah. And now they're clearly trying to distance themselves from the riots, but it's almost as though that's worse because people are going, wait. But you donate it to the rioters. You set them free.
Yeah.
You give them back to you, the people. So this is from Politico in May. Now, Jason Furman, he was a top economist under President Obama, and he's a professor at Harvard, okay?
Okay.
So this was him talking about the reelection, again in May. If Trump has any ability to do nuance, he would say, we are not there yet. Re-elect me to finish the job. The Biden argument will be the unemployment rate is still 12%. And even with those millions of jobs, we are still down 15 million jobs. And the only way for this to be fixed is new economic policy. So he was saying worst case scenario that even if Donald Trump gets unemployment down to 12%, we'll still try and show how when it was up toward 20%, how many jobs are still lost. Well, now this comes out. So May, August, September, CNBC, non-farm payrolls increased by 1.37 million, and it brought the unemployment rate to 8.4%.
What?
So Donald Trump should win because the Democrats tell you that he should win.
By their
They're
own standards.
They're just running promo for us now.
Yeah. It's over.
I think I'm going to win the election. Why is that? I don't know. Ask Obama.
Run clip.
Absolutely. I love that their argument is we're going to shut down the economy. It's going to create unemployment. And because there's unemployment, he's a bad president and needs to be taken out of office. And he's still kicking their butts.
Well, in their worst case scenario, 12%, it's on track to be half that.
Right. Yeah.
It's on track to be half that. Half! Are you out of your tree, sir? Why would they leave? Yeah. Like, no. I'm amazed they were so misguided that they could be so obtuse to actually list a number out there that we blew past only a month later. Like, I mean, come on, just try and, like, give yourself some wiggle room.
Right.
But that's the
W's
thing. They thought
are too many. We have
they
too many
thought,
W's.
They thought a 12% unemployment was too ambitious. So they thought they had a meeting and said, we're safe, right? If we say 12, we're not going to get down to 12. Maybe it'll be 16, but 12. So we'll steel man him here. That's the opposite of straw man. I worked for the Obama White House. We'll steel man them and say 12, and then they're sitting there watching it go down like Rooney's computer. With absentee days. Beep, great!
Yeah, exactly. Where the numbers going. I think they honestly felt like there was going to be enough public fear and panic because, you know, CNN is constantly telling you to be afraid that the economy wouldn't recover and that they were going to be safe and that their plan would work. And I don't say that to say that, like, this is just nefarious plot. There might be. it is definitely in their interest when you have people like John Oliver saying that they should have these kinds of things happen so that it wasn't John Oliver. It was the other guy from HBO, Bill Maher. He said it would be great for them to
two
have
very different
an economic
people,
downturn.
Girl.
I know, sorry. An economic downturn so that the presidency would look like he is terrible in
right,
the economy.
Yeah.
Right.
And even now, they can't do it.
They can't even get close.
They can't do it. There's no doubt that the fundamentals of the economy are unbelievable.
They're not good when the economy's good and they suck when it's bad. They got neither way.
There's you'd really it's like pick a lane.
Losers all around.
Exactly. Pick a lane, and by the way, at the end of either lane, it's a concrete girder. And we've removed your parking brake. And we've snipped the brake lines.
No airbag.
Have fun.
We paint a tunnel on the side of
they sniff their own brake lines, really.
Yeah. What is this, Looney Tunes? Yeah.
This is why I think also Donald Trump is going to win, because people have said this before, too. So now we have the economy. Worst case scenario, they thought would be 12% unemployment. And that's also really sad, the fact that Democrats, their worst case scenario is lower unemployment. They are banking right now on violent unrest, more violent unrest, so they can blame that on Trump, and higher unemployment, so they can blame that on Trump. Again, like I said, Democrats are the party of negativity. The only way Republican gets elected is if there's hope, is if there's optimism. Mm-hmm. Because if Republicans are the party of the rich, let's just say they're the party of the middle class, upper middle class, like 80-something percent of Americans who benefited from the tax cuts. This company hired two new people. Let's just say that they aren't at the bottom absolute scraping the welfare barrel of society, right? Anyone who's benefited from Donald Trump, or at least you want to be in those categories, you have to vote for Donald Trump because they're saying this is the possibility and it's benefited those people. We believe that you can do the best for yourself. We believe that you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps. We believe that if we get out of the way, you can be successful. And we see that with record high wage growth that we've ever seen in modern American history. The Democrats say, listen, if you don't vote for us, it's broken, it's lost, you're going to see more violence, you're going to see more unemployment. Donald Trump, to win re-election, wants unemployment as low as possible and wants as little violence as possible. He needs that to be re-elected. Democrats require highest unemployment they can possibly create and the highest violent unrest they can possibly imagine. That is what that's what's required for either party to win this right now, and the polls reflect that. Okay, so let's be clear. Here's something else. A lot of people have been saying, well, with Donald Trump, you know, they didn't account for the secret voters the last election.
Right,
right? They didn't account for it, and now they weigh the first off, I haven't seen polls really weighing it for that, and I would wager that considering people are getting shot in the street,
right,
and people are losing their jobs, I would wager that you have more secret Trump voters at this point.
Yeah.
And statistically, I have something to back that up. The latest investors, Investor Business Daily, the IBD TIP, IBD, Inflammatory Bowel Disease, IBD, just the tip poll, shows that 20% of voters are uncomfortable revealing their political candidate preference. Yeah, well. And that number's up to 28% for independents. Now, let me ask you to think about this for a second. 20% of Americans are uncomfortable, 28% of independents, right, when we talk about the undecided vote,
that's huge,
uncomfortable listing their political candidate preference. Do you think that people would be afraid right now to list their favoritism, to express it publicly for Mr. Empathy Dementia himself, Joe Biden, or listing their preference for the president, who if they merely put up a bumper sticker, their car is getting keyed, or a sign, it's getting burned down, and if they express their support publicly, they get fired from their job. Who do you think? Again, this is 20% of voters don't want to list it. 28% of independents. Why am I moving my hands like Donald Trump? I've been doing the character too much. Who do you think the majority, nay, the vast majority of those people are actually supporting? You think it's the Biden people who are afraid? Right. Well, let's just compare that. If you are a Biden supporter right now in Hollywood, in media, in the entertainment industry at all, in education. We just saw a principal rioting with Black Lives Matter. If you support Biden, it can only help your career prospects if you sing it from the rooftops. If you are a Donald Trump supporter, you keep your head down and you surprise people in the voting booth because you don't want your lawn being burned down. So this is 20%
That's
of
huge.
People, 28% of independents.
Yeah.
And already the polls are tightening.
Big time.
So this is something to me. And keep in mind, Joe Biden, let's be clear about this. It was a threat when he said, do you really think if you elect Donald Trump, the violence is going to stop?
Right, exactly.
He's telling us the violence will continue.
Kamala
I don't know.
Harris said the same thing.
Yeah, it's an ultimatum.
I don't know. What's going to happen with the violence? I don't know. It depends on who you elect. Maybe they're coming for your suburbs. I don't know.
Well, I'm not sending them or anything.
I pooped, right? So, excuse me. At the conventions, they said that the DNC put out a great platform. I have no idea what it is other than raising taxes on everybody, right? Even though they say it's just the rich, it's everybody. And they said the RNC didn't put out any new... Exactly, that too, right?
Meeting with rapists like Kamala Harris. We'll get to that in a second. By the
more
way,
protesters.
Let me clarify. Jacob Blake. Yeah, Jacob rapist Blake, Jacob Blake.
Go just that guy, they said the RNC, this is the first time they haven't put out a platform. And I was like, all he's going to say is, I'm going to do what I was doing before the world almost ended.
The same
and
thing
it was working really, really well. The Democrats are dependent on chaos. They have nothing else to sell. They're dependent on chaos and saying, look, the world's on fire. Yeah. We can come in and at least put out part of it. Right. Donald Trump is like, the world's on fire and I put it out.
Right.
Look at the unemployment rate. It's going back. Look at the stock market. It's doing really well. Look at all of these metrics.
And you know what's wonderful? He largely put it out. And I'm against some of the big spending, of course, that we see from Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah. But I also understand there is nuance there because businesses were shut down by the government. But he mostly put out the fire by getting out of the way and helping Americans get back to work.
Yeah.
He put out the fire. He helped the American economy by reducing taxes on businesses. And some people gave me crap for my tweet saying, I know for a fact that we hired two people because of the business. They go, oh, you wouldn't do that. It's anecdotal, but I'm using an anecdotal example because it's personal. Okay. Because of the statistics that are reflected, I can tell you exactly who they are. Bryce and Angela.
Yeah.
Bryce and Angela. Your jobs are a direct result of Donald Trump's tax policy. And not only because of the money that we saved in taxes, which for many businesses are many, many tens of thousands of dollars, but also people don't understand there are a lot of small businesses out there that have to borrow money just to make inventory for the next quarter. They're on credit just so they can stay afloat. And so when businesses see that not only do they have less in the form of a bill right now as far as taxes at the end of their quarter, but they can see how it's going to dramatically increase their profits over the next year or 2 years, guess what they do? They invest. Yeah. R&D and employees. We've done that right here. And if you join up at Mug Club, lightofcutter.com/Mug Club, listen, you guys are the ones who fund us. We'll support this movement, everything we can do by hiring more people. We don't have any Al Jazeera money. It's funny. I just saw Cenk Uygur going after Daily Wire, or sorry, PragerU, because they have like billionaire, and they do. It's a nonprofit. They have billionaire funders, whatever it is, like people who give money, which is their right to do. Yeah. But it's funny to me that they're talking about people being beholden to investors. Yeah. Like, you have money from a terrorist foreign entity.
Like, what are you talking about? Just don't look back there.
All right, let's move on.
Look, money is money, Stephen, all right?
Dollar, dollar bills, yo. Or as Kamala Harris says, dollar, dollar bills, yo. Dollar, dollar bills, yo.
Oh, my gosh. Was that Thriller?
So hip.
Really?
She's so hip.
Yeah. If you go to an Indian restaurant and they have that stuff on a loop, you're like, oh, this is their top 40.
Please kill me.
Number one. Number two.
Yeah. Very similar.
Alternative. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Divers.
I'm sure they say the same thing about Lord.
I'm sure they do. Yes.
They're not.
We love you,
Indian people. Jeez, that Fergie's kind of gross. I know. I get it. Listen, that's one for you, India. Here's the latest Kamala Harris. So she's really proud of Jacob Blake. She met with him in the hospital, and it said in a moving moment, Jacob Sr. told Senator Harris that he was proud of her. And the senator told Jacob she was also proud of him and how he is working through his pain. Okay, so let's get to it. Maybe she was inspired first. In case you don't know, Jacob Blake released a video here, alleged rapist and violator of restraining order and active warrant. Want to be really clear, because we should care about the actual victims, like the woman who he sexually assaulted allegedly, and the police were trying to protect. She went through all of these systems in place to actually protect herself from rape legally. But maybe Kamala Harris was inspired by this little number.
Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money. Make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted.
A couple of things there. I guess if you include in wasted time, rape.
Yes.
I would say that's not best use of one's time. You don't know it was rape. It was only rape in the third degree. Was it digit rape or was it underage? I don't know. I don't know. I
ain't telling.
It just sounds like a waste of time.
And talking about money. Money isn't our primary concern with your situation, Jacob Blake. It's more so, did you have a weapon? Did you threaten the officers? And why were you again at your rape victim's house, alleged rape victim's house, after a restraining order and a warrant was out for your arrest?
Yeah. Is that the hide your kids guy?
It looks a lot like him.
And then he says, "For we can make it better for our people." Can you imagine if someone was white? Can you imagine if that cop said, "Hey, listen, man, I'm just out here. This was a guy. I was trying to protect this woman, this neighborhood, because she had called us. There was a restraining order. She had been sexually assaulted by this guy before. I'm trying to do my job for this community and just make this world a better place for our people." Proud Boy / white supremacy, alert. And they tie them together. They have nothing to do. What they do.
No,
I have no problem with him saying my people, by the way. I don't. Yeah. It's just the double standard.
Well, and I had a little bit of hope when I saw this, just a little bit. And I know that I'm kind of swimming against the stream here. I was hopeful.
Poison yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I know one first and foremost, he didn't take any personal responsibility for his actions, which is that's the line. That's the goal for us to get to first before anything else.
If you committed sexual assault,
you need
you
to.
Should lead with at least eight. Do you have anything to say about what you did?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a kid coming out of his room. You sent him to his room for rape, and, hey, did you think about what you did?
We've all got a little work to do.
I think we should make some money. Yeah,
are you going to,
No, this is perfect.
Are you going to stop raping? hey, look at me. Are you going to stop raping? There's an active warrant and restraining order.
Yeah.
What do you say? I'm sorry. What was that? I'm sorry. Are you going to rape again?
He didn't even do that.
Okay, all right.
No, he didn't
now
even do that.
Now you get your K-bar Bowie knife.
Right, exactly. And so here, you said something before the show. He's going to speak again. He's going to clarify some of the things that he said. I was hopeful because I'm looking for positive stuff sometimes, right? And in this case, I was hopeful because he said, there's too much life to live. I've look what I've lost. We've got to change, and he says what we just showed. You've got to change the way you're living. I know. He didn't say it like that, though. Seriously, I'm really hoping
that
he's looking back and going, I did a lot of terrible stuff, and it put me in this place.
Yeah.
And you guys that are out there right now, stop what you're doing. Change your life. There's too much life to live. Go out and make money. Go out and have a good life. I hope that's what he was saying.
Like the gangland, the gangland Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, pretty much. Pretty much. But here's the other thing. He assaulted the police officers. We forgot to mention that.
I'm as merry as a Latin king.
Here, buy some fried chicken. Go. Yeah.
And the police did it all in one night. Of course they can. Of course they can. Bang, bang. Ow.
Exactly. I hope that's what he meant, but we'll have chances to clarify.
Lead with apology for rape.
I know. I agree.
Well, he's talking like a horoscope where we can only read our own positive feelings onto it. But really, he's trying to obscure the fact that he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve to be lecturing people about how they should live.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe.
He's a bad guy.
But here's the thing.
Regardless of not saying this guy deserves or ever deserved the death penalty, let me be really clear. Yeah. There's a difference between forfeiting your right to live and deserving capital punishment. And there are offenses that are deserving of that. I would argue that rape should be, but that's not a part of our judicial system right now.
Right.
So this man did forfeit his right to live when he allegedly sexually assaulted a woman. At the very least, it was enough of a situation where the woman rightfully went to police, filed a report, got a restraining order. There was a warrant. She called him again when he was there and he was fighting and taking the keys and said that he had a knife. And then he told the officers he had a knife, reached for a knife in his floorboard while they were there to protect, again, the current rape victim.
Yeah.
You forfeit your right to live at that point.
Well, I agree. She could have shot him and been justified.
Oh, absolutely.
He basically broke into the house and started sexually assaulting her. That's a problem.
And by the way, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Almost 3 million defensive uses of firearms that you just don't hear about, and usually they're not even used. The guy comes in with his knife to the rape victim's home, and she shows him a gun, and he walks on his merry way, and the cops arrest him.
Right,
but I do think that qualifies this person as a bad guy.
Oh,
I know
I agree.
People are gray. People are both good and bad. But that does need to be addressed, especially when Kamala Harris, oh, by the way, hit the notification bell.
Yeah.
If you are on YouTube, we do this show every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Of course, at Mug Club, we do another 35, 45 minutes like today talking about Chris Cuomo being a compulsive liar.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
It's going to be a fun conversation.
But Kamala Harris was inspired by this man.
Right.
And keep in mind, did it just somehow she forgot about the multiple violent charges, including sexual assault? Keep in mind that this is a woman who tried to preclude Brett Kavanaugh for being a member of the Supreme Court, from being a member of the Supreme Court based on completely baseless gang rape accusations. Let's recall this.
So I'm going to ask you one last time. Are you willing to ask the White House to authorize the FBI to investigate the claims that have been made against you?
Well, I'll do whatever the committee wants, of course.
And I've heard you say that, but I've not heard you answer a very specific question that's been asked, which is, are you willing to ask the White House to conduct an investigation by the FBI to get to whatever you believe
is
the bottom of the allegations that have been levied against you?
The FBI would gather witness statements. You have statements.
I don't want to debate with you how they do their business.
I don't want to debate
with
you
about any of this.
On faceless accusations and questions as to whether there's any basis for accusations. Because you know what? If you get with a pig in the mud, you both get dirty. What? Dollar bills, y'all.
Well, see, I smoked weed once.
I think she's being perfectly consistent. I think she's just lying.
All the time.
Well, keep in mind, she's saying an FBI. She must mean a second FBI investigation.
Well, sure, right.
And with Brett Kavanaugh, she wanted to ruin this man's life. life, really would have ruined this man's life if he didn't fight back, which is why you don't lay down for the left anymore at all. There is no possibility of being neutral. And she goes, would you allow an investigation? Well, hold on. They would go through witness testimony. Do you have any of those? No. The FBI, even after they tried to conduct some kind of investigation. I don't know what happened the second go because they were demanded to do another one. They said, listen. Okay. There are these baseless accusations that have come out. Several of these women have completely recanted. They've pulled it back. And the ones from Christine Blasey Ford don't make any sense. She said that she was at a party where no one else, they've only said that that party didn't happen. And she described a house that we know doesn't exist within an 8-block radius. And then she described an entirely different house. How do you want us to run an investigation? Yeah. And Kamala Harris goes, we should not allow this man to be in the Supreme Court until we know
more.
Oh, well, Jacob Blake, the lady actively went to the police to file, and there was enough evidence to actually have an active warrant out for your sexual assault. You inspire me.
That's inspiring.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a regular Maya Angelou. Get that out of there. Stop.
Right. And what about the time that she said she believed all of Joe Biden's accusers, effectively calling Joe Biden a rapist?
That's true.
But that was in the primaries. That was a long time ago. We don't have to go back to that.
She really has had there's just a lot. There's so much rape that's around her.
There really is.
As far as the scandal.
She's prolific.
She's like Mr. Magoo, and that everyone around her gets raped.
Oh. Well, that's terrible.
And people are like, there's so much rape. She's like, well, I don't know nothing about that.
I can be vice president? No, you're not a rapist at all. I don't believe them anymore.
I don't believe them.
Not a single one. You're a good guy, Joe. You're a good guy.
Just be consistent. We didn't really touch on the Joe Biden rape thing a ton because it's like, again, it's another accusation. It was more credible than the Brett Kavanaugh situation. There was more credibility than the Donald Trump situation. And it's not even comparable if you look at the Jacob Blake situation.
No, not at all.
It's not even close. Or the guys who were shot in Kenosha, who, by the way, had sexually assaulted minors. Those people were actually convicted. So for some reason, this idea of conjecture, this idea of really sort of I don't know. Did this person commit sex? Someone has come forward. If there's no evidence, we should err on the side of caution and destroy their livelihoods, destroy their careers, destroy their ability to be in the public eye or really work in the private sector at all.
Yeah.
But if someone is actively charged or convicted with rape, just ignore it as long as they're on the right side.
Yeah, exactly. And releasing a video, making a statement, any penance that somebody does not change their past behaviors. It doesn't have any impact on what they did. And everybody in the media that is putting this guy up as some kind of hero or some kind of martyr for the cause is just actively overlooking I don't even care if he was a rapist. He was fighting police officers, trying to go get a knife. That's all you need to know about this case to know it's wrong, plus the million other things that we know about this guy.
Yeah, but I also think if Black Lives Matter, not only obviously we just had record deaths in Chicago this last weekend. I mean,
again,
technically it's always record. I don't mean a total tally.
It is a short period of time. Just a weekend count.
Yes, I'm talking about an interval, if you will.
Well, it was a long weekend. So
it was
that
a long
Monday,
weekend.
People really pissed off on Mondays.
People have some beers. They got a lot of skewers on Labor Day.
Got a case of the Mondays.
I don't remember what I was about to say. So I was about to say something. You guys keep
something
Black
about
Lives Matter.
How bad he is.
Oh yeah, if we care about not only the deaths that are going on in these cities, but also the rapes.
Right.
Yeah. Their record high. Women are obviously, women of color are disproportionately raped by members of people, by other black men in their community, and are white women, by the way.
Yeah.
And now they don't reflect these statistics in the DOJ or the FBI, depending which years you go. I don't know if it's the DOJ or FBI. We have a few different crime statistics. Now they don't categorize race with the rapes and sexual assault crimes. Women are far more at risk. This woman was at risk. This woman called the cops. And by the way, that's a beautiful thing. I don't want to say a pleasant interaction, but that was an interaction that was fruitful with the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
She obviously felt scared, and sometimes people say that women feel ashamed, which you should not if you are the victim of sexual assault. I want to be really clear.
Yeah.
When I say that Lena Dunham is full of it because she said that she regretted the sex later on the next day, that's not the same as the victim of Jacob Blake, who actively went to the police because she was violently sexually assaulted. You should have no shame. It doesn't matter what you were wearing. Doesn't matter what you said if a man violently sexually assaults you. Have I made that clear because you want to say that I'm a rape apologist? Kamala, the police sat down, took a statement. They deemed that there was enough evidence there to charge him and put an active warrant out for Jacob Flake's arrest. They said, let us know if anything happens. Here's a restraining order. He violated it, going into her house violently, uninvited, and she called the police again. This is a good thing. This should show you how, if we're talking about reforming police,
it works.
We should look at that as a microcosm. Go, hold on a second. A woman of color and some white, and I don't know if they were all white, police officers sat, had a meeting, and they tried to bring a violent rapist to justice, and they had an incredible response time when she called them again. This shows that not all cops are racist, and they do want to protect the most vulnerable among us, namely rape victims, female rape victims of color. Instead, we completely ignore it to deify the alleged rapist and man who assaulted police officers.
It's ridiculous.
Now, that doesn't mean that he deserves to die, but in this case, it's so clear. Show me one, by the way.
Yeah.
Show me one. When people talk about these black lives, let's go through it. Jacob Blake, okay, yep, we'll go through Floyd. Floyd was, I still don't think I think the coroner's report was accurate. It doesn't seem like he died from the knee and the neck at all, especially as someone who does grappling.
Overdose.
Though I don't think the police officer should have done that. That's improper training. Still, that being said, let's go through it. Jacob Blake, Dion K, who was the guy with the little spit hood recently. Michael Brown.
Yeah.
If there is a single, Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, if there's a single instance of just some guy being pulled over by an officer, a black guy going, "Officer, I'm a concealed carry holder and I would like you to know that," pack, 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 if that exists, show me. In all these scenarios, the most recent ones, completely justified. Yeah. Entirely, I make no apologies, entirely justified with Jacob Blake. Dion K, 100%. Rashard Brooks, taser at the
face. And
it's
after you waited for the context to come out.
Right.
Every single time this happens, we all sit down and we go, okay, wait, let's wait.
Let's wait.
Let's see what happens. Yeah. And then we get more context. And every single time, at least the recent ones, they've all
because
been
that's what you're supposed to do. If you have any journalistic integrity,
or
like
just
these
person.
Organizations,
you're supposed
don't.
To do that as a person.
And I don't. I don't have journalistic integrity. All I am is a man. Now, that means that there should be some base level of integrity, which doesn't seem to really affect others in the media, like Chris Cuomo, who we'll get to in a second.
And young people are taking cues from this. So if you put all of these people up as if they're all heroes, then they are learning their morality from that. Yeah. They're learning that, well, as long
that's
as you have the right skin color and you can act as as wildly as you want and disrespectfully as you want, you will be held up as a martyr.
And then also, hey, let's go steal some Nikes.
Yeah,
that's how you get a generation of bad people.
Go burn down the CNN building.
Right, exactly. Right.
Well, Don Lemon's like, "What? Well, actually, Don Lemon is sort of mid-level. Like, I'm on your side." And Brian Stelter's like, "We're on your side."
Right.
Stop it.
I'd like to be.
You stop it.
Yeah.
I won't have any sexual assault in my office, which is unlocked.
I'm turning around.
Oh my gosh. Well, look, if they really do want to save people, we made this point, I think, last week in one of the shows. If you want to save people from being shot by police, the exact opposite of what you're doing would work. Right now, you are creating the opportunity for people to think they can do whatever they want to do with police officers. The number one, there is a study that shows this. It is not color. It is not race. It's not ethnicity. It's not sexuality. It is behavior. The number one determining factor of how an interaction will go with a police officer is your behavior.
Ah.
If you don't fight the cops, if you don't try to punch them or pull a gun or pull a knife or taser them in the face, you'll probably be
and
fine.
And you're also unlikely to act that way if you have a father in the home.
Right.
That's the single biggest statistical indicator that we have before it reaches that point. Before it reaches that fever pitch. Speaking of sports analogies.
Hey.
Chris Cuomo, and we're going to go soon to exclusive at Mug Club because this is going to be a fun segment. Because I'm going to lay out a little bit more with Chris Cuomo. Really
so
looking
funny.
Forward to our fight, though, on October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Expect any man who enters
the
arena.
Looking forward to it.
That being said, the lesser Cuomo, the lesser brother Cuomo here, Chris Cuomo, is a compulsive liar. And this shouldn't bother people. Some people may say this is petty
shouldn't
and small-minded.
Be a surprise.
This is petty and small-minded. I agree, but it's Chris Cuomo, so
the rules are different.
Let's both get in the mud. He posted this to Instagram, trying to convince people, which is just, here's the thing. You know how I've always said, you know how you're disciplined? Is if you stick with your plan, if you do what needs to be done, even when it's no longer exciting and no one is watching, here's how you know you're a compulsive liar. You lie about things that nobody cares about until you brought it up and lied about it and then doubled down. Like Chris Cuomo trying to convince everyone that he can alley-oop double-handed dunk on a standard 10-foot rim. Here you go.
Wow.
I want to keep the segment for the paywall, but it doesn't make
sense.
We have, all right. We do have coming up here behind it. We're going to get into this. We have footage of other comparably sized NBA players at 6'2" dunking what it looks like, along with the doubling down and the $10,000 bet that Chris Cuomo put out for people who said there's no way that's 10 feet or there's no way that's you if it is 10 feet. This guy has made it his cause du jour. We're going to get into that behind for all Mug Club members here at the ladderwithcredit.com/Mug Club. But before that, for people who are still watching, keep in mind, only on Mug Club, which is effectively like a new pay-per-view, the fight between exhibition fight between me and Chris Cuomo will be October 3rd. Here's a preview.
Oh,
October 3rd, yes. We are going to continue getting more into Dunkgate. LiveWithCutter.com/mugclub YouTube, we love you people who watch for free. We still love you being here, even though you're freeloaders. But for right now, YouTube, you can piss off, dude.